You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
To the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday the 22nd of January 2020. Are you listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioalbion.com? Well, I'm very pleased to say today that we have with us revisionist historian Carolyn Yeager from carolynyeager.net. Good afternoon, Carolyn. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, Sven, and hello to you.
Great stuff. And you've drawn my attention to quite a sort of hullabaloo that's going on between Russia and Poland at the moment, and they're arguing about who started the World War, and Putin is saying we're going to shut their filthy lying mouths, and it's almost quite like Goebbels saying that. And I had a look through it, and I couldn't make head nor tail of it, of what was going on, and I was hoping you might be able to explain just what this is all about, because... You know, as far as I always thought, well, Poland did start the war, and Russia is saying Poland did start the war, but it seems to be that they're not saying that because Poland had Danzig. They're saying it because apparently Poland's prime minister was an anti-Semite. And, you know, I can't make head nor tail of it. I don't know what the official story is supposed to be. I just know that we're all supposed to not talk about it. So please unravel it all for me, please. I really need your help here.
Well, I'm glad if you don't have strong opinions on that, because I thought you would. So that's good. I'd like to. I want to first point out that the reason all this stuff comes up at this time is because we're approaching that yearly Holocaust Remembrance Day, January 27th, which they have made. This is globally the global New World Order, which coincides so well with what the Jews want, and Jewish power and power from the top, and one world government, and so on, and everybody conforms to the political axioms that they want everyone to conform to. So this is a big deal that most people don't pay any attention to. And it's good that they don't pay attention to it, but the Holocaust Remembrance Day thing, which is on the 27th of January every year, since I think it was started in 2005, it's good they don't pay attention to it. But on the other hand, they don't realize then that their governments keep passing laws and which affect free speech because of it. And this affects all of us very much. And of course, now I want to point out that the word anti-Semitism is the big, big word now. And even the Holocaust, which they now tie in, they're tying in with anti-Semitism. The Holocaust in itself is not enough. It you know, for them to get what they want. So it has to be that the Holocaust happened. It was just as terrible as they say. And it was because of anti-Semitism. And that's why we have to stamp out anti-Semitism. And the Holocaust has become just another form of anti-Semitism. You know, I mean, it's big. It's a big thing. But it's a symptom of anti-Semitism, which is the bigger thing. And this is what is doing so much damage to us. We can expose the Holocaust, which we do, and all we want. But as long as as long as they have anti-Semitism and they just keep linking the Holocaust to anti-Semitism, That's their big hammer and their big defense for themselves. So therefore, I want to encourage everybody, all your readers and listeners, to go to January27.org on Thursday, which is when we're going to put up our new material that we published for this commemoration that we have. And it's all there. You can read it and see it. But this will be put up on Thursday. It's not there yet. And you mentioned January27.org in your write-up last week. And I think it brought some people, because we had quite a few more people showing up and reading things. So I encourage them to come back and starting Thursday. And we've got some good material. So, and new. It's new. You know, it's not recycled. It's all new. So that pleases me. And you know, we're calling it this year the end of Auschwitz. Are we coming to the end of Auschwitz? Because Auschwitz remains the center of the Holocaust narrative. As much as they want to move it away and expand, you know, the Holocaust believers, they want to expand it to all kinds of things, and particularly to anti-Semitism in general. Now they're doing that because Auschwitz is so weak, and it's been proven and shown again and again that everything that's ever been believed about Auschwitz is a lie, and they have to keep dropping things from the narrative. And so it's not enough, but it still is what everybody connects to it, you know, Auschwitz, and that's all. And there's a camp there that you can go and look at and visit, which over 2 million people went to last year in 2019, the most ever. So I think I did mention that last week. So this is, you know, this is a problem that they have that we're making headway on. But
is this what they're trying to blame the war on now? They're trying to say it was anti-Semitism, because it seemed to me that what Putin was sort of implying was that the war was started because the Polish prime minister was also an anti-Semite, like Hitler was, and that's what started the war. Because I you know, as I say, I couldn't really
to Putin's comments and what's going on. And it's funny that this, as I did intimate to start with, that this is all coming up because of Holocaust Remembrance Day. And the fact is that Putin will be there, and the Polish president will have to be there. But there's another thing coming up on Thursday in Israel that is happening for the first time right before the 27th, on the 23rd, and there, and the Polish president is like boycotting it because Putin is going to speak, and he was not asked to speak, so he's not going. So this feud between Poland and Russia has been going on for quite a long time, and Poland has been taking down statues of Russian so-called Red Army heroes and so on. All these things that were built under the Soviet domination of the Eastern European countries during the Cold War, and they put up all these, you know, monuments and things, and these countries don't like them because they see the Red Army coming in as taking over their countries, not liberating them at all. And the Russian storyline that Putin has decided to really start enforcing is that the Soviet Union liberated these countries from the Nazis, who were the worst people ever and the worst murderers ever, and the terrible tyranny, and their heroes. And they won World War II for the West, And World War II is not acknowledging them the way they think they should be. And they do have a good point. However, they're accusing one another of lying now. So, and what I say, you know, you made the point to me that that Putin is refusing to inculcate guilt in Russians.
Yeah, yeah.
Unlike the West, but I don't think the West is inculcating guilt about the war.
No, about slavery and everything else, that sort of thing.
And Putin goes along with the Jews, too, and defends the Jews. So a lot of the things he said are in defense of Jews, or just in order to attack the West, he'll defend the Jews. So that's why he's doing this thing about anti-Semitism of the Poles. He's doing it because it's based on a comment made by the Polish ambassador to National Socialist Germany when Hitler was in control. I think it was in 1938. This Joseph Lipsky wrote, and it's in the diplomatic records, that in 1938 to Hitler, that if he the Poles would be so grateful if he moved all the Jews to Africa from Europe and cleaned Europe out of Jews, they would build him a beautiful monument in Warsaw. And so Putin, I've never heard that said before, but Putin has brought that up. And he's then used that in his latest angry comments to the Poles, saying that, calling Lipsky a filthy pig, anti-Semitic pig, an anti-Semitic pig. And, this is pretty strong language. And this is how it's come down between Poland and Russia right now. And their leaders, and nobody's letting up. And actually it was Poland that Putin had been trying to get along with the Poles and mollify them and so on for quite a few years now, but they are really angry at Russia, and they don't want to be told what to do. And so here's Putin's statement that he came out with: "We will shut the filthy mouth of some public figures abroad who open theirs only to achieve short-term political goals. We will shut them up with reliable and fundamental facts," he said. So now he's saying also that he's creating the most extensive collection of World War II documents open to all persons anywhere. And I think it hasn't started yet. You know, there's a whole lot of records supposedly from the German government and ministries and so on from that regime when the Russians collected, because they're the ones who went into Berlin and so-called liberated Berlin and destroyed Berlin and took everything, and they have them. But they're also well known for changing, forging, manufacturing documents, and so no, in my opinion, no Russian documents are reliable without real study to check them out to see, you know, if they're original, if they're real or not. So they put out tons and tons of false information. That's what half of what the Nuremberg military tribunals were based on, were all this lies and fake documents from Russia, from the Soviet Union. So it's the whole thing is like there are a bunch of liars who are all trying to take credit for being the heroes of World War II and trying to reject having any blame put on them. So the Poles are saying that, well, the Russians invaded us from the east right after Hitler invaded us from the west, and they together started World War II. Nobody wants to be accused of starting the war. You know, that's, they have relegated that to the Germans, and the Germans accepted it because of the situation they were in, totally defeated right after the war. So they've always had government. Germany has always had governments that go along with the whole thing and hate the Nazis and denounce them. So as long as the Nazis can be responsible, that makes everybody happy. But, so, you know, the United States played a role in starting the war, and you can show it and you can prove it that Roosevelt was absolutely wanted it, and Winston Churchill wanted it. And you can also prove that the Poles wanted it, and they egged Hitler on to come on and, you know, let's have a war, because they thought that the French and the British were going to support them, and then they would be able to move in and take over Berlin themselves, because that they claimed that territory should be Polish, all that eastern Germany.
Is that what Putin's referring to when he's trying to blame Poland? Because this is what I don't get. Blame Poland? Because Germany went in.
No, well, see, you missed Danzig. Out. Don't have. Yes. It's the average person sees it. And you're not real into the World War II revisionism. So that's good, because that shows how the average person sees it. That just we had Germany invaded Poland for no good reason, or there were some reasons, but still they did it, and they don't know the background of it to a good enough extent to know how Poland actually wanted that to happen and let it happen. But the fact is, they did think that they would have a war with Britain and France on their side against Germany, and with three of them against Germany, they would win. Well, it didn't happen that way. And then the Soviet Union, based on their agreement with Hitler right before the invasion took place, they came in and took the other half of Poland. And then they had agreed between them that there would be no more Poland. You know, this is going to be Germany, and the other part's going to be Soviet Union, and there's no more Poland. And Poland was shocked and hurt and horrified and helpless. And yet they their government went to London, and they had somewhat of a resistance movement that hung on and continued, you know, didn't give in, and outside of the country. And then after the war, they were rewarded, since the Allies won. They were rewarded with that territory they got, and they're not blamed for anything. And nobody was blamed for any. Only Germany was blamed. But you know, revisionism continues on all fronts, and life goes on, and people don't want to, you know, don't stay where they are, and so that's everybody is guilty of that war, except, if you ask me, except the National Socialist Germans. You know, it's entirely turned around opposite, and that can be defended very well with all the documents that we have. And so now, does that explain, or is there more?
Yeah,
I should say?
Yeah, that explains it. I think that explains it.
And yeah, and now in the modern day, Poland is more and more coming out in their own historical revisionism, and they don't want to be seen. They don't want all that pro-Soviet stuff in their country that the Soviets put in there when they were in control, and they've been taking it out, and they've been changing their historical view of things, and they want to be a part of the West. And they, you know, got, they have NATO, and they want to be on the side of the United States now, and they don't want anything to do with Russia, and they're right next to Russia, and Russia naturally resents that they keep losing ground. And so now it's come down to an open kind of a warfare between Poland and Russia, which is funny. But again, Poland is depending, I started saying, trying to say defending, is depending on the United States, basically, and then NATO to be on their side and defend them. And they pretty much are, because we have statements about this coming out from Germany and from the United States, which I also have here somewhere. Here, the Russian.
Is this similar to when Poland was backed up by Britain during the war? Then, you know, and Poland is now backed up by the United States, so Poland is getting rolled.
Yeah.
And
Poland, you know, Poland does not want to be in Russia's orbit, and Russia wants it to be, and because everybody, you know, Russia especially has always been very greedy about territory. They're big already, but they don't. They want to be bigger. You know, they want to put everything under there. That was under their influence, and that was the argument that they had with Hitler, why it ended up with Barbarossa and Hitler invading Russia, because Russia was not satisfied, the Soviet Union at that time, was not satisfied after it was all done with what they had agreed to with Hitler, in what areas they would have influence on, and they were expanding, and they were pushing and pushing, Hitler depended on, that Germany was depending on the oil in Romania and in that area, and without that he couldn't conduct a war, or, you know, the whatever war he was conducting at the time, and he couldn't. So he made the decision. He had to go in there. He didn't have any choice, because Stalin was not going to keep to his agreement. So that's just, as they said at the time, Giesler said that that Russia from Peter the Great on, and, you know, or from the time of Peter the Great for sure, they wanted to expand. They always want more, you know, and they haven't changed any. It goes from turned communist, and now it's not communist, and now it's back to being Russia again. But the goals pretty much remain the same. Russia is not this innocent victim. Nobody is. Nobody is, except, in my opinion, Germany is the most innocent and the most victimized, and they in turn, what we have is that Germany is the single perpetrator of all the evil, and have to now keep making amends in the form of reparations and stuff, you know, into eternity, it turns out.
I do want just
so I don't have any sympathy for Putin or for Poland, certainly not for Poland.
No, I just there is another way of looking at this. This is what I'm saying about this, like, inculcating of guilt. I mean, we're told here in the West that, you know, we've got to feel guilty about persecuting Jews. We've got to feel guilty about pogroms. We've got to feel guilty about slavery. We've got to feel guilty about the British Empire. We've got to feel guilty about colonization. And it's the complete opposite in Russia. Putin won't allow the Russians to feel guilty about anything. So even in a situation like this, where, you know, we've got all these records of all these terrible things that the Red Army did, you know, Putin's going to say, no, they didn't. They liberated the West. And, you know, part of me says, well, you know, a country shouldn't be looking back on its past and telling its people it should feel guilty. So there is, you know, there is that way of looking at it, you know?
No, I absolutely agree with that. They shouldn't. And the United States is not telling Americans to be guilty about World War II. Yes, there are these other issues. They all come from the Jews. because the Jews are so powerful in the United States, and they were already under Roosevelt. They were already powerful since the 1900 or so. So we can't blame Hitler for causing that to happen. I don't believe in guilt at all. And I've said I think we should, nobody, no white person should feel guilty over anything. And it's, if you are feeling guilty, you ought to be questioning that, and you ought to stop it. But in this case, Putin is all right, in my opinion, to defend his people. But when he talks about so many things about the war and Germany, he's lying. He is lying, and the documents that they have there are, so many of them are complete falsehoods and just stuff that these Russian commissions during and after the war created. They call that their World War II documents. So if he sets up this, which hasn't been done yet, so if he sets up this center he's saying he's going to do, and it's going to be, in his words, the most extensive collection of World War II documents anywhere, and he's going to prove in this way that he's going to shut the filthy mouth of all these other people who are saying otherwise and who are blaming Russia for anything at all, because Russia, he's, to him, Russia has only done right. You know, he doesn't apologize. He defends Stalin. He's not going to even attack Joseph Stalin the way they did back when Khrushchev was in. So he's not going to do that. He's rearranging, he's redoing, revising the history to where he wants it to be. And Poland has done that with their history, and is full of lies about all the, how they're victims and how this happened and that happened. And they all lie about their number of dead and about the, all kinds of things. And the United States is full of lies all the time. I can't stand to listen to even, and Donald Trump as president has to defend that. So he lies too without knowing. He doesn't want to know, you know, when he talks about World War II and how Germany was our enemy and so on, and how we had to defeat the Nazis. That was the most important thing. That's all not true, but that's our narrative. That's the American narrative. And he really cannot do any different. You know, he's president. You're the leader of a country. You can't start, you know, saying that your country is wrong and did wrong. And you don't do that. So it's just about, but what we are expected to be guilty about is not to blame what we would blame the Soviet Union on, but multiculturalism is forcing us into. And we have a lot of blacks. Russia doesn't have these blacks. We have a lot of them because of this dumb slavery. And we have a lot of Jews, more than Russia has compared to their population. They used to have all the Jews, and they got rid of them all. You know, they all left there and came west. So, you know, it's complicated in this way. And to me, as I back again, they're all lying. Something awful. And so we revisionists are the only ones who, starting with Holocaust and then expanding into World War II, we revisionists are the ones who are looking for the truth.
Regardless of where it takes you. Well, thank you very much for that, Carolyn. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.